Stock markets extended their downward trend for the fourth consecutive session on Thursday, closing slightly lower as continued foreign fund outflows and lackluster quarterly earnings from Hindustan Unilever, HUL, weighed on investor sentiment, and in a day marked by lackluster trading, the BSE Sensex dropped by 16.82 points, or 0.02%, settling at 80,065.16. Throughout the session, the Sensex fluctuated between a high of 80,259.82 and a low of 79,813.02, a movement of 446.8 points. The NSE Nifty, on the other hand, fell by 36.10 points, or 0.15%, to close at 24,399.40 amid volatile market conditions, and among the 30 constituents of the Sensex, Hindustan Unilever was the worst performer, plummeting nearly 6%. This sharp decline came after the FMCG giant posted a 2.33% drop in consolidated net profit for the second quarter of FY24, recording a profit of 2,595 crore rupees. According to PTI, the company's performance was adversely affected by weaker demand from urban markets, further dampening investor confidence, and other notable losers included Nestle, ITC, Maruti Suzuki, Asian Paints, Infosys, Tata Consultancy Services, TCS, Larsen & Amp, Tubro, and HCL Technologies, which all recorded losses. However, some stocks managed to buck the downward trend, with Ultratech Cement, Mahindra & Amp, Mahindra, Titan, Adani Ports, State Bank of India, and Power Grid emerging as gainers for the day, and one of the main factors contributing to the market's ongoing slump is the continuous selling by foreign institutional investors, FIIs. On Wednesday alone, FIIs offloaded equities worth 5,684.63 crore rupees, as per exchange data, while domestic institutional investors, DIIs, provided some support by purchasing equities worth 6,039.90 crore rupees. According to PTI, fee selling has been substantial, with figures reaching 93,088 crore rupees by the 23rd of October, and VK Vijaykumar, chief investment strategist at Geojit Financial Services, explained that the major headwind for the market is the significant and sustained selling by FIIs. The fundamental reason for this outflow is the high valuations in India compared to more attractive and cheaper valuations in markets such as China and Hong Kong, he noted. Vijaykumar added that the market is struggling to reconcile the current elevated valuations with the lack of growth in earnings, which has turned the market structure into a sell-on-rally situation in the near term, and in international markets, Asian stock indices had a mixed performance. Seoul, Shanghai, and Hong Kong closed lower, while Tokyo posted gains. European markets, however, were trading in positive territory during the afternoon session. The US markets ended in the red on Wednesday, continuing the global trend of uncertainty, and in the commodities market, Brent crude prices rose by 1.99%, reaching $76.45 per barrel, and on Wednesday, the BSE Sensex had declined by 138.74 points, or 0.17%, closing at 80,081.98. Meanwhile, the Nifty had dropped by 36.60 points, or 0.15%, to end the day at 24,435.50, and, with inputs from PTI, and